This is the Shape America podcast, hosted by Colin Brooks
and Matt Pomeroy, making 50 million strong by 2029. All right, welcome to the Shape America podcast. I'm Matt Pomeroy, and I'm hanging out with Colin Brooks. And, you know, it's kind of cool. It's just Colin and I this time and just kind of chatting it up here a little bit. And, man, a little special edition because we're celebrating our one-year anniversary of the show. And it's kind of wild and crazy to even think that, you know, it's been a year of us making these calls and hanging out and planning and learning, dude. It's pretty wild. So what's up, Colin, man? It's good to see you. Good to hear from you.
What's up, Matt? Hey, yes, it's good to hear from you as well. You know, this is a special episode, the 1 year anniversary. And yeah, I mean, this has been an awesome summer so far, and it's been a busy summer, and I'm definitely keeping myself busy with my family and having a baby and a toddler running around my house, and just balancing that out with being a good teacher and being professionally involved and taking care of myself, being, you know, exercising, doing all those things that health and physical education teachers want to do. And it's not always easy, but it's a blast, man. And you know, so it's been great. And what's up with you, Matt? What's new,
Matt? Well, just to add in on you, dude, I mean, you handle all those different areas of your life really well. And, you know, you're well balanced, but you do all those things, and that's impressive. So, kudos to you. But yeah, same thing, just kind of, enjoying a little bit of downtime, you know, a little bit of family time, a little bit of activity time over the summer, and, getting ready to head to Canada for a couple of week relaxation trip where I can't be completely off the grid with my phone and with technology, but try to check out just a little bit for a while, and planning on some upcoming presentations, and which is pretty cool, in August. Yeah, just along with preparing for the upcoming school year and training for the Lakefront Marathon in October. So trying to stay as busy, like you said, with family and with your health and wellness and professionally involved and all those different things. So it's an exciting summer, and we've got to talk quite a few times, which is pretty cool. So glad you're having fun, man, and I know I'm having a blast.
Oh, yeah, dude. No, right back at you. You're, I mean, you're living that balanced life that we're all striving to do. So it's awesome. It's motivating to me, man. So that's great. So with this one year, Matt, 1 year anniversary, man, it's pretty awesome, man. You know, this is a cool episode. We can just kind of review and reminisce on some of the things that we've done and that we've been a part of.
Yeah, absolutely. Yeah, like I say, the time just flew by, especially obviously during that school year. And it's kind of nice to have that summertime to reflect a little bit more and a little bit longer, and you know, to think about some other things that are happening. But, you know, just to think that, you know, a little over a year ago, we started just chatting because we were both on, you know, within our districts, and we're like, how can we bring some, you know, PD to teachers out there? And it's like, hey, we've got these teachers of the year. It's like, how can we get their voice heard just a little bit more, you know, and how can we turn that into professional development, you know, for people that want to learn more about health and physical education? And, you know, it was great to, you know, we knew how close we were and how well we knew each other. And it was just, hey, man, let's do this. And let's see if we can take this to Shape America and we can make it happen. And, you know, I obviously got to meet you and, you know, you had some contacts within the organization, and, you know, kind of just took it from there. And luckily Shape America took our wild idea and you know, said yes and kind of honed us in and figured out what we needed to do to make it a reality. So, it's pretty amazing how it came together.
Oh, yeah. And I have to say, I'm happy to be part of it. It's totally Matt's original idea to do the Shape America podcast, and he approached me, and I've just been really thankful to be part of this whole year, and it's been awesome, you know. And just to kind of recap, I mean, this last year has been a pretty successful year for the Shape America podcast. You know, we're up around 24,000 downloads and listens, which is a pretty phenomenal number, and I'm really happy with that. And you know, we just finished recording probably our 43rd episode, which is pretty crazy to think about that we were able to knock that out in a year. So it's been a really successful year. And you know, one of the first things that we did, we started this idea, we talked to Shape America, we got the ball rolling, and then you know, Matt and I jetted off to the PE Institute, you know. And that was so much fun. Any time that we've taken the Shape America podcast on the road, I guess you could say, has been a blast. And I got to say, Matt is like an editing machine. So when we got there, we just started trying to interview as much people as possible. And you know, we were hanging out at night, and Matt was bringing his laptop around along with him, and we were editing podcasts. We were hanging out, you know, and it's just a really good beginning to what's been an awesome year, wouldn't you say, Matt?
Absolutely. I just want to jump back real quick, because I know you were talking about this 24,000 downloads, and it was crazy because you made an infographic and it seemed like in no time it jumped up to 4,000 or 5,000 more people have downloaded and listened and things like that. So it's like just exponentially continues to grow. And, you know, we just appreciate all those listeners. But yeah, man, just obviously at the P Institute, just being around, obviously you, and that was the first time we met in person, and being around those other inspirational educators, it was just like, we were just on fire. I mean, you were just so excited about everything in life and about everything in health and physical education. And, you know, it's like, what can you do and what can you continue to do to make our profession better? And like, you just couldn't help but just be excited when you were there. And yeah, we were lucky that there were some people there that we wanted to interview and have a part. And to be honest, it's a whole lot easier editing podcasts when you're sitting in the room with someone. So, you know, it was cool in that sense. And, you know, to have Judy and Dolly Lambden on the show at that point in time was pretty surreal, you know, just to sit down in a room and chat with them and hear their insights on everything. And I know Joe Bailey was involved in a conversation with Scott Williams and Andrew Weimer. And, you know, it was just nice that we could be there. We could be there together and we could be just kind of knocking out the work. And I guess it just got us fired up and going, you know, for the rest of the year, because obviously you get into that school year and things get tough. You got a lot going on, especially how busy you are. And you know, I am, and everyone is out there. So it was nice just to kind of knock those things out, because we had a few topics to get through, like you say, like 43 episodes.
Yeah, Matt, you know, we've covered a lot of topics this last year. And it's been an awesome thing to be a part of. And, you know, there's those topics that need to be covered, you know, a few times quite thoroughly, like classroom management, things such as that we need to be covered quite a bit. But then there's also topics that we want, new material, new topics that we want to bring to our Shape America podcast listeners. So stay tuned for that. And we'll be talking a little bit about the schedule coming up here. But yeah, things like that we've covered this year, you know, technology, health education, just so I can't even think of all the ones because there's been so many. It's been a whirlwind, right, Matt?
Yeah, you're right, Colin. I mean, we have talked about so many topics, and we try to make them as timely as we possibly can, you know. So someone sitting down thinking about their health or physical education program, you know, can really dive deep into what our experts are talking about on the podcast and really start to implement and think about things that are happening in their school year at that point in time, or in the summer getting ready for the next school year and things like that. And yeah, you listed off quite a few, and you know, we talked about specific things with assessment and adapted PE and classroom management. Like you said, sometimes cover those things multiple times because they are so important. It's great to hear from so many different people. And talked about standards-based grading and how to be school champions and what they look like, and even at a special some special episodes like on ESSA and just about Speak Out Day and just highlighting some of the things that great health and physical educators are doing, you know, around the country, which is cool. And, you know, that's one thing that we really need to talk about too is the panel of guests that we have on. They're just outstanding educators, and you know, they are Teachers of the Year, and they take time out of their busy schedules to, you know, share their expertise. And when I say expertise, I mean, I really mean that, because the amount of episodes we have right now that are out there, it's really like you're tuning in and listening to these audiobooks for the most important health and physical education topics. And it's because of those Teachers in the Year that, you know, they really make this podcast work, because you can hear such great things. So what do you think about that?
Yeah, you know, we've had such an awesome variety of health and physical educators on this show. You know, they're just quality educators, people that I really look up to, and their commitment to the profession. You know, tons and tons of Teachers of the Years, and also just some really gifted educators that have had the opportunity to be on the show. And, you know, Matt and I have said this a lot throughout the year. I really think it's both of us that benefit the most just from being in these conversations with all these different teachers, and just listening and just, you know, getting knowledge from all their wisdom that they bring. So it's been awesome to chat individually with all these Teachers of the Year. Just a great opportunity.
Yeah, Colin, you're right, man. It's been really cool just getting to know those Teachers of the Year, and been lucky enough to have that contact with them, and, you know, quote unquote, be in the room with them and interview, although it's really just over Skype and Google Hangouts and stuff like that. But, you know, I start to get to know them too, just as we connect. Some of them I have known, some of I haven't known, but then you connect through social media, whether it be Twitter, or Facebook, or other social media sites and things like that. And, you know, you've bumped into quite a few of these teachers through local conferences as people are beginning to travel more and more and things like that. But, you know, there's really nothing like meeting all these educators that we've been talking to and people that have been listening to us at the national convention. And, you know, we're blessed to have Shape America be able to, you know, get us there and, you know, allow us to do some pretty cool things there. So, and it was neat. We were invited to interview all those keynote speakers and many book authors that were releasing some books and things like that, and some live shows and a little bit of Cuckoo Kangaroo and those kind of things. But we really, really put together a lot of podcasts there, and that was a neat experience. Again, just from getting to know people, you know, just making some new connections there and just being, feel like you're really being a part of that national convention. So, what did you think about it all, man?
Yeah, and you know, we can't forget Cuckoo Kangaroo. That was really that was awesome, man. Interviewing Cuckoo Kangaroo, that was a lot of fun. Those guys were hilarious, and it just felt like a big deal. They like met us like in this like place where no one else was, and there was no one else around, and yeah, it was just a blast. The guys making us crack up the whole time. The National Convention was a blast for, you know, so many different reasons, but it was kind of reminiscent of the PE Institute in a way. But I guess my favorite part of the whole being at the National Convention and podcasting was being on the floor, you know, down where all the vendors were, and just being able to talk to people as they walked by, just catching them and chatting with them about the, you know, the excitement of the National Convention there in Minnesota. In just talking to people that listen to the show, and also just hearing people's thoughts about the convention, and you know, also doing some Periscope, which was really funny, and Matt and I being part of those Periscope videos was pretty fun and pretty hilarious, actually, to be honest. So yeah, you know, and then, you know, as far as the convention goes, we're looking forward to obviously being at the 2017 convention there in Boston and doing some podcasting there. And doing a similar thing and just keep building on that, because I think it's a really cool thing for those that aren't there and those that are there. You know, they can kind of experience it as the week goes on. They can go back to the hotel if they're there and listen to it, or, you know, if you're not there, you can certainly feel close to being there. So it was awesome.
Yeah, Colin, you're so right. And the National Convention was just an unbelievable experience for us. And again, we were blessed to be able to be there and be a part of that and all that good stuff. And, you know, we definitely can't wait for the 2017 National Convention as well. But talk about that in a little while. We're really focused, though, on, you know, this year's schedule and trying to start to get some stuff lined up as of right now for, you know, the 2016-2017 school year. And, you know, again, we're really focused on aligning with Shape America's observances and focused on more timely content like we've always brought to you in the past. So we're excited about that, just keeping that going and doing the things that we're doing and bringing in an expert panel every time. We want there to be that variance in opinion. We want it to be that variance in levels between elementary, middle school, high school, and things like that. And we want to bring that content to those teachers right when they need it. So, you know, we're looking at September, bringing a 50 million strong, really focused on family-based fitness activities. So we can get families active and students active outside that classroom. October, we're bringing a health literacy topic, and Colin's going to be talking to some physical educators about teacher leadership, and want to show you kind of the backstory behind all the teacher leadership and what goes into that. In November, we've got a technology and health and PE podcast that'll be coming out, and I'm going to be working on a teacher leadership and health education to be released during that month as well. And we've got adaptive physical education inclusion in December, and we want to again review classroom procedures for when we come back in January. So we're set and ready to go for a new year for sure. Got health education focus, a little more on drug and alcohol. So trying to bring a little more specifics in as well in January. And February, we're looking at jump rope for heart and hoops for heart, really pump those things up during that time period. And we'll look at the convention in March. And we'll also talk about health and PE, like nutrition education specifically in both areas. We'll get some convention interviews in April, and we'll look at an expert guide to field day. And we're going to have dance week as well. So, in May, we're going to be running a successful field day. So get you kind of prepared for your field day and that kind of stuff. We're definitely going to celebrate National PE and Sport Week and the month of May. We'll look at some outdoor education programs in June, and we'll talk to some national dance teachers of the year in July. And again, we're going to start looking at some health and PE curriculum ideas. So some pretty neat stuff. And again, we're really excited about the lineup for next year. What do you think, Colin?
Yeah, it's cool how everything's kind of a little bit more aligned. You know, Matt and I have had an opportunity to get our feet wet with this Shape America podcast and kind of get into a groove over the last year. And I'm really looking forward to the schedule as well. I think it's going to be great. And we're throwing in some new stuff. And also, kind of like we were talking earlier, you know, reviewing some of those things that we talked about last year. Because it's important to go over certain things quite often. And a great thing about the Shape America podcast too is, you know, we're going to be talking about some topics that we talked about last year, but we're certainly going to have new guests discussing those topics. So you're going to get, you know, just a variety of different answers that have to do with that specific topic. And that's really what helps us grow, to hear as many different people's perspectives as possible on a specific topic.
You're right, Colin. It's definitely great to hear different people's opinions on, you know, on the same topics. And, you know, just so you can continue to learn from more and more people as well. And, you know, we love getting feedback from people that are out there too. So, again, whether you're tweeting at us, whether you're sending us an email at podcast@shapeamerica.org, whether you're talking on Exchange about things happening in the podcast, we really do like that feedback. And, you know, Colin and I are still trying to tweak the show and figure out how we can continue to get more feedback. But we've got an idea going on out there to keep the conversation going and to keep the chatter high and to continue learning from each other as well about all the topics that we have coming on. So we're looking at starting a Voxer group, just, you know, that can kind of line up with our with the podcast, and you know, people can listen to the podcast and listen to our guests, and they can kind of just hop into that group and start talking about the same things we were talking about on the podcast, and so we can continue to learn more and more from them as well too. So what do you think about that, Colin?
Yeah, so those of you that have listened to the Shape America podcast have definitely heard Voxer mentioned before, and it's basically it's a walkie-talkie app, but it's a lot more than that. You know, you can record your voice, you can listen to other people in a specific with individual conversation or in a group. So Matt and I would love to make a group, you know, for our listeners and our panel to discuss the topics that we talked about during the Shape America podcast. So basically, Matt and I are always looking for ways to make the show better, to build a higher level of engagement. And we think Voxer and having this little group, this community group here, could definitely help just kind of spur some great conversations and help us to continue to develop professionally.
Yeah, so it's cool. We're, you know, looking to continue to do those things to keep that engagement up, like you say, and just keep our listeners and continue to give them their voice in the podcast as well, because we feel like that's extremely important. But, you know, it's kind of cool. I think we're going to be cruising back out to Boston in 2017. I know we've talked about it a little bit, but looking forward to taking the podcast back on the road to the national convention. So again, it's one of the biggest things that we're looking forward to, you know, over this coming year. But, you know, the chance to be able to travel to Boston, pretty neat city, you know, to be at the national convention, to be presenting there a couple different times, and, you know, to be periscoping, to be interviewing keynote speakers, to be doing live types of things. And, I don't know, seems like it's going to be a pretty special time out in Boston, you know, right around that St. Patrick's Day time, I believe. And, should be a great time of the year to be out there. So what do you think, bud?
Yep. And Boston's an awesome spot. And we talked about this a couple episodes ago, but it's, on a kind of on a special, Boston weekend too. It's St. Patty's. So, just to add to the excitement too. So it should be a blast.
Yeah, it's great, bud. And this is going to be, you know, my second in a row then, which is cool. I mean, it was really exciting being in Minneapolis for my first one, but to be able to have that opportunity to go back to back and, you know, two national conventions in a row, and hopefully I can kind of keep this streak going and, you know, national convention after national convention, and keep having a lot of fun and keep getting a lot of learning done and keep being around, you know, some of the best. And when I say some, it's a big crowd and it's, you know, a lot of the best. But yeah, you're on quite a streak, aren't you, Colin?
Yeah. It's when you make a couple in a row, you're going strong. Yeah, I don't know how many I've made in a row. I'm pretty blessed to be able to go quite often. So looking forward to that.
Well, with that said, you know, very cool stuff, but this year has just been great. And just had a lot of fun, you know, doing the podcast. And luckily that we're able to do this, and been having a lot of fun with it and a lot of learning. But look for a little something special coming up here too, right, Colin?
Oh, it's been a blast. Yeah. And, you know, before we go today on the Shape America podcast, you know, what we wanted to do was just give our listeners a little bit of an opportunity to give us some feedback on the show and give them an opportunity to be on the show and just talk about, you know, when they listened to the show and also how, you know, what was the takeaways they had from it. Right, Matt?
Yep, that was the plan, man. So, yeah, it was kind of neat. We just got a little Voxer group going together and just invited anyone who's listening to the show, if they wanted to give us a little bit of feedback, that they could, you know, just send us a little message. And we wanted this show to be really about them, because those listeners are the ones that, you know, obviously we hope are enjoying it and we hope are learning. And we just wanted to showcase some of the things that they've learned and some of their favorite ways of listening and those types of things. And just kind of, like I said, celebrate along with them. So without further ado, we'll kind of get rolling on that. All right, we're ready to get the show started. First up on the show, Mark Fulmer.
This is Mark Fulmer from Illinois. I teach at a middle school in Calumet City. Hey, Matt and Colin, just to touch upon the Shape America podcast that you guys do, they're outstanding. And for me, as I've told you, mentioned to you guys many times, I listen to the podcast while I'm out on my runs, and I think there's when I'm running, it's just me and whatever I'm listening to, and it allows me to think and think of opportunities that the information I'm getting, how I could implement it into my school setting. And it, during those runs, for whatever reason, barriers are broken down, walls are broken down, and I'm more creative and more open to different things. Now, you ask about specific podcasts, and I'll tell you what, your podcasts are a one-on-one professional development opportunity, and it allows, I gain something from every single one of those podcasts. So I couldn't really pinpoint to one specific podcast. I recall the standards-based learning ones being very helpful, and the tech ones were really good as well. But I think every single podcast that's done, there's something there that you can take away from it. And it's no different than when you go to a conference. You can always come away, walk away with from those things with some new idea or tweak that you can put into or implement into your curriculum or classroom. And that's how I feel with the podcast. So there's not one specific thing, but I'll tell you what, I look forward to those every single month to take away different types of information. It just makes, and from a personal standpoint, just makes the run so much more enjoyable.
Hey, Mark, thanks for taking the time, you know, to give us your comments and that. And your comments are really appreciated. I love the fact that that you're running while you're listening to the podcast. And one of the things I've known, I do know Mark pretty well. One of the things I do know about him is his ability to take away something from anything. So I appreciate you adding that in there, because sometimes you got to look for something to take away and how you can apply it. And sometimes you have to modify things, and, you know, not everything's just going to be given to you. But I always really like that about Mark. He can always take something away from a conference, from a workshop, from whatever. And he makes it work for his classes, which is really cool. So lucky enough to, you know, work with Mark on the Midwest District and get to know him that way, and with the Northeast District president-elect, which is really cool. So Mark's always doing great things. And can we take time? We thank you for taking time to, you know, give us your feedback, Mark. So much appreciated. Next up on the show is Andy Milne. And again, Andy, thanks for taking time out of the day to stop by and give us your comments and, you know, some feedback on the show. Help us celebrate our one-year anniversary. So, hey, Andy, welcome.
Hey, it's Andy Milne here. I think the Shape America podcast really represents Shape America's commitment to reaching all teachers and using new methods as well. We have to remember that not all great teachers are on social media. And so for me, the opportunity to hear new voices and be inspired by experienced professionals has been one of the highlights of the podcast. I think the podcast also represents Shape America's commitment to health education. It was certainly an honor for me to be invited to participate in the podcast with Andy Horn and Jeff Bartlett. And those three episodes still exist as a resource and are still talked about today. I get contacted by professors who have used it in class and had future professionals listen to the podcast. And it's great to get that feedback as well. So congratulations on the first year under your belt. I know this will continue to grow, get stronger, and bring us together as a community.
Hey, thanks, Andy. We appreciate your feedback again, as always. And it was fabulous having you on the show for health education. One of the top listened podcasts of the last year. So thank you, Andy, and Andy Horn, and of course, Jeff Bartlett for that. Look for Andy to be on again this upcoming year. We're working on a little special treat on teacher leadership and health education. So really wanted to highlight you know, some of the things that he's doing kind of behind the scenes, and we're going to give you a behind the scenes kind of listen into, you know, what it takes to be Andy Milne. So pretty cool working on that, and really excited about that. And just appreciate you, Andy, and all that you do. And thanks again for coming on and giving us just a little bit of feedback. Next up on the show is Lynn Preble. Hi, Lynn.
Hey, it's Lynn in Arizona. The Shape Podcast, I don't think I could pick just one thing to say is my favorite, but I just really like, you know, it always comes at the best time when I really need some kind of inspiration or motivation. And I really like the standards-based ones. Or I really liked when you guys were in Boston, because I had to live vicariously through you all because I was unable to go. But all the Shape Podcasts, I can't wait for the next ones to come out. And it helps me get through my chores at home, because I usually listen to them when I'm working on my stuff at home.
I think right now the coolest part about all this stuff is that, you know, Lynn's calling in from Arizona and we had a couple from Illinois and, you know, those types of things. And it's really cool. And Lynn, it's great that you tune in, you know, as you're doing your chores and, you know, you're taking care of your learning that way. So it's a good way to you know, get two things done at the same time. And it's great that you find them so timely. That's one of our goals through every episode, is to help continue to motivate teachers and to give them some thoughts and tips and tricks and whatever it is, you know, for that time of the year, and to keep everything going. So we really appreciate you listening in, and we appreciate you giving us your feedback. So thank you very much. Oh, yes. And I forgot to add that we will be happily at Boston this next year, bringing all the stories from there, coming up with some live interviews, talking to keynote speakers. So we're glad that you enjoyed that from Shape Minneapolis this past year, and definitely looking forward to bringing that back and keeping that excitement going about that national convention. So hope to see you in Boston in 2017, Lynn. All right, next up on the show, we got Bart Jones. Bart Jones is calling in from Iowa. And yeah, again, this is why social media is so cool. It's like I've been on social media for quite some time and have known Bart on social media for quite some time, and our paths haven't crossed. You know, I'm in Wisconsin and Bart's in Iowa, but still seems like it's pretty far away just to bump into each other. But I was lucky enough to meet Bart for the first time at the National Convention in Minneapolis, and got a chance to hang out with him and have some dinner with him and everything. So again, it just kind of shows you the power of social media and the, you know, the power of the day and age that we're living in right now. So just want to welcome Bart to the show.
Hello, everyone. My name is Bart Jones. I am the K-5 elementary physical education teacher at Van Meter Elementary. Van Meter is located about 10 miles west of the capital of Iowa. I'm currently going to start my 14th year in education, fifth year at the elementary level. First years were started at the secondary level. Recently started listening to the Shape America podcast. I want to definitely say thank you to Matt and Colin for putting these great podcasts out, you know, locating great people for their panels to be interviewed on, and just sharing the great things that are going on in the physical education community. I most recently listened to the two podcasts regarding classroom management. Very, very well done. Thank you to those on the panel that were able to give us their expertise. I really like the stoplight analogy and the race car analogy. Being a primary teacher, obviously I gravitated more towards the elementary tips and tricks. One thing I want to implement here in the future is more teacher reflection. Either just having a notebook by myself, jotting things down during prep, during lunch break, at the end of the day. What am I doing? What can I do to be a better teacher? I'm always looking to be a better teacher. I'm never satisfied with what I'm doing. And this podcast definitely spoke to me in terms of reflection, because a couple spoke to the 35-minute drive home where they could just sit and quiet and reflect. I have a 1 mile drive home, so I have about a minute, so I don't have a lot of time to reflect then, so I need to find other places to reflect and just, you know, pick out one thing that was touched upon or one thing I could improve on, and then just implement that the next day. Just listen to another podcast by Ryan Ellis, and his guest on there from Australia just mentioned about that, also reiterated that reflection piece. And how can I pick out one thing to improve the next day? And after 10 days, that's 10 things I've improved on to become a better teacher. 100 days, obviously, that's 100 things I've improved on to be a better teacher. So reflection is one thing I really want to work on this upcoming school year. And plus management tips and tricks that I can always use to make my classroom run more smoothly. So again, I want to say thank you to Colin and Matt for putting these podcasts together and putting them out there, locating great people to be a part of their panel. Congrats and keep up the great work, guys.
Hey, Bart, thanks a lot. Really, really appreciate that you've found the Shape America podcast and you're tuning into the Shape America podcast. And, you know, glad that you're picking up something from the episodes that you're listening to. And yeah, that reflection piece is huge. And I love the idea because I reflect a lot. And even those people that talked on the 30-minute drive, they're reflecting a lot. But I love your idea of the journal as well and making sure that we're writing our thoughts down, because then you're guaranteed to remember. So, Bart, again, your comments are appreciated. And I have a feeling you might be one of those guests on our special panel one of those days as being the 2015 Iowa Teacher of the Year. So love to have you on at any point in time, Bart. Thank you.
Hey, Bart. I'm really glad to hear that the Shape America podcast has been helpful to you and that the classroom management episode was really helpful to you. So thanks a lot for that feedback. And it's really cool to hear about that reflection piece, because we all know that reflection is crucial to, you know, just our improvement as physical education and health teachers. So I appreciate that feedback.
All right. Next, we welcome Mike Ginicola from Connecticut on the show, and he's here to share some of his thoughts on the Shape America podcast.
Hi, my name is Mike Ginicola, and I've been teaching K-6 PE for 18 years in Stratford, Connecticut. I recently started catching up on this year's podcast episodes during my daily runs by listening on my iPhone. I was a little late to the party, but I'm glad that I've caught up now. One of my favorite things about the podcast is that you bring so many powerful educators and resources to the program. It's awesome hearing what some of the top educators do to be so successful. I'm a little biased, but my favorite so far had to be when you interviewed Brian and Neil from Cuckoo Kangaroo. I've been using their videos for a couple of years now with great success. So it was wonderful to hear their views and the journey to where they are today. A recent thing that I implemented was the latest podcast you had about curriculum mapping and scope and sequence with Kevin Tiller, Dave Kusich, and Jessica Shawley. After it was over, I immediately started reorganizing my teaching ideas. The folder system I have to better match what Kevin Tiller uses, it's just really amazing to get everything organized that you get from Twitter, from podcasts, from Voxer, put them all into subfolders for different grade levels, maybe different categories, and that way you don't really forget all the wonderful things that you see every day. So thanks, Matt and Colin, for giving health and PE teachers a great resource to listen to.
Hey, Mike. Yeah, thanks for taking the time to comment on the Shape America podcast. Cuckoo Kangaroo, as we mentioned on our first year episode, first year anniversary episode, is awesome. It was a blast chatting with those guys and spending some time with them. And yeah, it was a lot of fun. And glad to hear you were able to implement the scope and sequence podcast right away. And, you know, summer is such a great time for getting rolling on that. So appreciate your comments, man.
Hey, it's great to hear from you, Mike. And good to hear we got another runner in the house as well. And glad you, like you said, you came a little late to the podcast, but it's cool that through your running, you know, you've been able to catch up on all the podcasts. And just in case anybody's wondering out there, I just did a little bit of general math. It was pretty easy. But, you know, we're looking at about 44 episodes out there, which probably titles over 22 plus hours. Again, if you're running at a pretty decent speed, you should cover about 176 miles. Or you could think of it as about 6 to 7 marathons. So quite a bit of content out there, quite a bit to learn from, quite a bit of activity that could be done throughout that time period, which is impressive. So good to hear from you, Mike. And again, great to hear about another runner on the show. And glad that you're listening and enjoying and learning and able to implement, which I think is the most important thing right away. Fantastic. Next up, we got Penny Croning stopping in and giving us a call into the show here. Penny is from my great state. Both Penny and I reside in Wisconsin, and she's on the WHPE Board of Directors with me. And I'm sure Penny will be joining us on the show for one of our episodes maybe this coming year. It's being the National Teacher of the Year for elementary. So congratulations, Penny, on that. And again, thank you for stopping in and giving us just a little bit of feedback on the show.
One of my favorite things about your podcast is that the quality of discussions regarding physical education and health by the leaders in the field. And, you know, these are amazing leaders for physical education, and it is just so wonderful to be able to listen to the depth of discussions that people are working on. One of my favorite episodes were from all of the episodes that you did during the national convention. It was really fun to listen to all the different people that you had on there and how timely it was with all the your different people that you had on there. It was just amazing to be able to listen to that, and just made that whole national convention just so much richer. The one thing that I'd like to point out for everybody is that, you know, we have this Shape America podcast that you guys are putting out there for us, and we can listen to this professional development at any time that it fits into our life. And that's what's so convenient about it. You can just dial in on and look at what it is that is coming up, or you can look at past episodes, and really you can go out there and listen to what is relevant, what is timely. You can make it fit into your life whenever it fits into your life. And it just really lets you know what you need to be thinking about as a professional, and it really helps you think about the best practices that are going on in our great Shape America for people around the United States. So thank you again for all the work that you do, Matt and Colin. I know that you guys have to put a lot of time and effort into this, thinking about who you're going to have on there, what directions that you're heading this. You need to be thinking about what questions you're going to be asking these people. And I just really find it a very rich and rewarding experience to be able to listen to these podcasts. So thanks for all your work.
Well, Penny, thank you for your thoughts. I really appreciate it. And I think, you know, something good that you brought up was the fact that even if you're just going to start tuning in, you know, after a year, that look for what's the most important piece of professional development for you. And if there's something you want to improve in or learn about, and, you know, you don't have to listen to all 44 episodes like I was just talking about before, you know, you can pick and choose the ones that are the most relevant to you. And it really becomes a timely, really professional development one-on-one, which is exactly what we're looking for. So, again, appreciate all your kind words, Penny. Thank you so much for tuning in, and thanks for your feedback. And Jessica Shalley is going to be joining the show next. Jessica was on one of the most recent podcasts, the Curriculum Mapping and Scope and Sequence podcast that was just released here in July. Jessica's coming all the way from Idaho to give us some feedback. So welcome to the show, Jessica.
Hey, everybody. This is Jessica Shalley, a middle school teacher now for about 13 years at Moscow Middle School in Moscow, Idaho. And I just wanted to give a big shout out to Shape America and Colin and Matt for the Shape America podcast. I really enjoy listening to the podcast while I'm riding my bike or carpooling to work. And some of the favorite things about the podcast are just its ability to bring up-to-date topics and interviews to people who are currently in the profession and helping out health and physical educators. I always learn something. It's a great quick listen, really informative, and I can always follow up with all the resources that are offered. Some of my favorite podcasts include the Adapted PE, the information on the ESSA Act, and the Setting Up Your Classroom ones, and as well as the standards-based instruction. So I'm able to use so much from each episode, and I just wanted to thank Shape America for providing this podcast.
Hey, it's good to hear that we've got another active listener bike riding while listening to the podcast. You know, another great way just to learn. And again, carpooling on the way to work, on the way home from work, whether you're traveling somewhere. Sometimes you can get caught up on quite a few of them if you download them before a plane ride and things like that, just to make sure you have them. So, you know, it's great that you can just pick up so much from them, Jessica. And, you know, it's much appreciated that you've listened to the shows and that you've been a part of the show. So we thank you very much for your feedback. And last but not least, we've got Charlie Rizzuto, who's calling in from New York City. I've had a chance to work with Charlie just a little bit as I went to New York State AFERD in last November, and he's participated in the Phys Ed Summit, and he'll be presenting again at the Phys Ed Summit, which is really cool. So all the way out to New York and all the way from New York is Charlie. Hey, Charlie.
The Shape America podcast is an invaluable tool for any health or physical educator to have at their fingertips. I mean, they're educational, they're informational, they're thought-provoking, they're entertaining. But for me, above all else, they serve as a catalyst for continued conversation. Just as an example, I'm currently rewriting the secondary physical education curriculum at my school and what comes out but the Shape America podcast for curriculum writing. And after listening to part two, the first thing I did was reach out to David, who was one of the experts on the panel, through Voxer and threw some questions his way because I just wanted his opinion and his input on some things that I wrote and some things that I was planning on writing. And, you know, I reached out to David because I'm rewriting the secondary curriculum. But and there were things that Kevin and Jess mentioned that were appropriate for me, even at the, you know, the upper level with, you know, Kevin teaching elementary school. He said a lot of things that got me thinking a little bit about what I was instilling into my program. So the Shape America podcast has been a golden ring for me, so to speak, in terms of just keeping up with relevant topics. I think the first one that they did was all about the ESSA, which I thought was great because there was a lot of confusion and speculation on what it was and what was actually in it and what it was going to do and what we do know and don't know in terms of when it was first written and first signed. So the Shape America podcast is a great tool for any physical or health educator to get involved with.
And thanks, Charlie. This is one of my favorite things to hear, just the fact that again, that the podcast is timely. You know, it came at a time where you were doing something for health and physical education and you benefited, you know, because of it. And not only that, again, you've utilized one of the most amazing tools ever. The fact that, you know, our panel of guests are very open to that discussion. And I think it's just really cool that you reached out to them, you talked with them, you discussed with them, and they helped you through the, you know, through your scope and sequence. And that's unreal. So, you know, we're really trying to make those connections and we're really trying to help educators out, you know, who are in the thick of things. And again, we just love hearing that it's working and that it's helping. So we appreciate you time, you know, you taking your time to give us your feedback about the Shape America podcast. And, you know what, it's been quite a year, about 25,000 downloads and listens and everything else, as the most up-to-date number that I've seen, which is very, very cool. Got a lot of exciting stuff coming up for next year and, really can't wait. Please remember, if you've got any feedbacks or comments or ideas, you can always email us at podcast@shapeamerica.org. You can always tweet at me, Matt Pomeroy. That is @physed, P-H-Y-S-E-D, _Pomeroy, P-O-M-E-R-O-Y. We're always happy to respond. And Colin Brooks as well. And you can tweet at him at Colin, C-O-L-L-I-N, Brooksy, B-R-O-O-K-S-I-E. That's all one word. But again, we love getting back to you that way. We love hearing from you that way. Tell us what you're listening to. Tell us, you know, what you're thinking about and if we can help in any way. And it's just appreciated. So thanks for taking the time to listen. Thanks for taking the time to learn. And again, thank you for everyone who jumped on the show and gave us some feedback. So much appreciated. And happy listening, but for the Shape America podcast and the 1 year anniversary, I'm Matt Pomeroy, with my buddy Colin Brooks, and we are signing off for the Shape America podcast.